عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، Welcome everyone to our the resumption of our session on the مراقي والسعادات of Imam أبو الإخلاص الشنبلالي رحمه الله. One of the key texts for sort of beginner rulings on the essentials or the obligatory or mandatory personal acts of worship, the ibadat. Of course, we have already covered the qism al-aqidah, or the part that is the theology or belief, and we're now moving on through the area of fiqh, or positive law, or ahkam al-shara'iyya al-amaliyya. So Imam al-Shirambulali rahimahullah, you know, writes in a very lucid way, and his text has become a sort of a staple of the Islamic learning curriculum. And alhamdulillah, we have you know, we've made some quite considerable progress for this text. So we hope, iznillahi ta'ala, to complete it by, if not the end of the year, by the new year, bi iznillahi ta'ala. As is always our method, we'll read the text to get benefit from the author, from the original, bi iznillah, and then go through the translation and some brief explanations. We stopped at the excuse me. We stopped at Bab al-Janaiz. We need to finish it. We looked at the basic ahkam related to the kafan, or the burial shroud. And we ended around about here, at this point here, where تزاد المرأة في كفن السنة خمارا لوجهها وخرقة لربطة ثديها وفي كفن الكفاية خمارا ويجعل شعرها صفيرتين على صدرها فوق قميص ثم الخمار فوقه excuse me, تحت اللفافة ثم الخرقة فوقها وكفن الضرورة بحسب ما يوجد. We said that تزاد المرأة في كفن السنة خمارا لوجهها وخرقة لربط ثدييها. For the woman's burial, what is added, تزاد المرأة في كفن السنة, what is in addition to her, the sunnah aspects of her shroud, is to the sunnah aspect of a shrouding, a burial shrouding, is you add a khimar, a head covering, liwajihiha, a wrapping for her head, wa khirqatan liyarabati thadiyiha, and then there should be a kind of separate cloth to cover you know, her top area. And then وفي كفن الكفاية خمارا, and for a sufficient burial shroud, كفن الكفاية is خمار, is to place a head covering on her. That will be enough, in addition to the other main shrouds that cover her body. ويجعل شعرها صفيرتين على صدرها, her hair will be braided and placed on top of her chest, فوق قميصي, on top of her long shirt, ثم الخمار فوقه تحت اللفافة, ثم الخرقة فوقها, and then what will be placed is her head covering, and above it, above her long shirt, and then underneath, and that is placed underneath the outer shroud. And then He says, وَكَفَنُ الضَّرُورَ بِحَسَبِ مَا يُوجَدْ. Of course, when it comes to a necessary kafan, what is absolutely necessary, the minimum amount, the bare minimum amount, and this is for men and women, is whatever anyone can find. بِحَسَبِ مَا يُوجَدْ. بِحَسَبِ مَا يُوجَدْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Okay, then we said we're going to begin on the section on the funeral prayer, the fasl on the janazah, salatul janazah. And he says, نَفَعَنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِ فَرْضُ الْكِفَايَةِ وَكَيْفِيَّتُهَا أَنْ يَقُولُ نَوَيْتُ الصَّلَاةِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَدُعَاءَ لِهَذَا الْمَيِّتِ وَيَنْوِي الْمُقْتَدِي مُتَابَعَتَهُ أَيْضًا ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرْ فَيَقْرَأْ الثناء وجازت الفاتحة ثم يكبر ثانيا ويصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يكبر ثالثة ويقول اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه واكرم نزله ووسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الخطايا كما ينقي الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه وأدخله الجنة وعيذه من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار ثم يكبر رابعة ويسلم ولا يستغفر لصبي ومجنون ويقول اللهم اجعله لنا فرطا واجعله لنا أجرا وذخرا واجعله لنا شافعا مشفعا. So he says رحمه الله, As-salatu alayhi fard kifaya. The praying on a person, a funeral prayer, is a communal obligation of fard kifaya. Wa kayfiyyatuha, the way it is performed is to first say in one heart, is to first say or make the intention in one's heart, nawaitu salata lillahi ta'ala. So one intends to pray for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَالدُّعَاءَ لِهَذَا الْمَيِّتِ. And then to pray, so the first thing is to make the intention, and then to supplicate for the deceased. وَيَنْوِي الْمُقْتَدِيَ الْمُتَابَعَةَ أَيْضًا. The follower should make the additional intention of praying, if there's praying behind the imam, to make the additional intention that one is praying behind the imam. Thumma, then yukabbiru fayaqra'u thana. Then one says Allahu Akbar, and one doesn't tie one's hands, and one says Allahu Akbar, and then one also says سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. That thana, that opening praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be the read or recited after the first takbir, the first Allahu Akbar. So that commences the janazah prayer. So if one says Allahu Akbar, and now one commences the janazah prayer, having made the intention to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate for that, for the person who's the deceased. So one says the Allahu Akbar first, the first takbir, and then one recites the thana. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabaraka smuk wa ta'ala jaduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Then he says, rahimahullah, وجازت الفاتحة. It will also be permissible to recite the Fatiha. But when you recite the Fatiha, it should be with the intention that you are making a supplication, a dua. Otherwise, it would be makruh tahrimi to recite the Fatiha as though you are intending it as a surah of the prayer. So if you intend Surah Fatiha as a supplication, because Surah Fatiha can be recited as a supplication, then that will be permissible. So after the first takbir is made and one recites the thana or if one chooses the Fatiha, then for the second takbir, ثم يكبر ثانيا فيصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So in the second takbir, Allahu Akbar, in the second takbir, one says the salah on the Prophet, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. So one says the salah after one makes the second takbir. Then thumma يُكَبِّرُ ثَالِثَ. So this is the third one, the third takbir. This is the second takbir. And this is the first takbir. So after one has recited the salah on the Prophet and on Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhim as-salam, one then after reciting the third takbir, one then makes the dua or the supplication for the otherworldly state of the deceased. So after one says Allahu Akbar for the third time, ويقول اللهم اغفر له ورحمه وعافه وعف عنه. Oh Allah, forgive this person, have mercy on him, pardon him, وَكْرِمْ نُزُلَهُ, honor his place of residence, وَوَسِّعْ مُدَخَلَهُ, make expansive his entry point, make his entered now in this, in you know this in the grave. Make that expansive for him. Make that entrance, that entry expansive for him. وَغْسِلْهُ بِالْمَاءِ وَالثَّلْجِ وَالْبَرَدِ. Wash him, wash away any impurities, any sin that you might have with, you know, with water and snow and ice. Then وَنَقِّهِ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا كَمَا يُنَقِّيَ الثَّوْبُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الدَّنَسِ. Purify him from sins and errors, just as a white garment purifies from filth. وَبْدِلْهُ دَارًا خَيْرًا مِنْ دَارِهِ. Replace this place of his, this abode, with a better one. وَأَهْلًا خَيْرًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. And replace his family with a better one. وَزَوْجًا خَيْرًا مِنْ زَوْجِهِ. And a spouse better than the one that he has. And then, وَدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةَ. And make him enter into paradise. وَأَعِذْهُ مِنَ عَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ. And save him and protect him from the punishment of the grave. وَعَذَابِ النَّارِ, and the punishment of the hellfire. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ رَابِعَةً. After saying that supplication, one makes the fourth takbir, Allahu Akbar, that fourth takbir. And then, you know, one will conclude with the salams, one to the right. So he says, وَيُسَلِّمُ, and then one makes the closing two salams. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So those are the four takbirs, and that will complete the Salatul Janaza for a person. And then he says, rahimahullah, وَلَا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لِصَبِيٍّ وَمَجْنُونَ. One doesn't seek forgiveness in the janazah prayer, that is, for a deceased child, a sabi, nor someone who bears no legal responsibility, like the mad, the insane, those who have no functioning capacity, rational capacity that will make them liable before the Sharia. Or Yaqul, rather one should say for the for these two categories, Allahumma ja'alahu lana fartan wa ja'allahu ajra wa dhukhra wa ja'al lana shafi'an mushaffa'an. Oh Allah, make him one who is sent forth to the hawd, to the watering pool. And then he says, then the dua says, make him be sent to the watering pool. Allahumma ja'alahu lana fartan wa ja'alahu lana ajra wa dhukhra. Allah, make him one who is given the reward and, a treasure stored for us. Make him an intercessor for us. وَجَعَلْ لَهُ لَنَا شَافِعًا مُشَفَّعًا. Make him someone who is an intercessor for us. Make him an intercessor for us. So that's the dua one recites. Or if someone is a child or, it has no, bears no legal responsibility. And then he says, Rahimahullah, he says that وَإِن دُفِنَ بِلَا صَلَاةٍ صُلِّيَ عَلَى قَبْرِهِ مَا لَمْ يَتَفَسَّحْ وَيُصَلِّي عَلَى السِّقْطِ إِنْ خَرَجَ أَكْثَرُهُ حَيًّا فَمَاتْ وَإِلَّا وَغُسِّلَ وَأُدْرِجَ فِي خِرْقَةٍ وَدُفِنَ بِلَا صَلَاةٍ وَالْأَحَقُّ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ السُّلْطَانُ ثم نائبه ثم القاضي ثم الإمام الحي ثم الولي ولا يصلي على البغاة وقطاع الطريق ويجوز تغسيل قريب الكافر من غير مراعاة السنة ودفنه كذلك أو يدفع لأهل ملته وتجوز الصلاة على جماعة جملة والإفراد أولى ويستحب في حملها أن يضع يمينه المقدم على اليمين ثم المؤخر عليه ثم اليسار المقدم على اليسار ثم المؤخر عليه. So he says, Rahimahullah, he says, Rahimahullah, that thereafter, in dufina bila salatin, if a deceased person is buried without a salat, a janazah offered over him, without a prayer offered over him, then one should do it at the grave. So, in dufina bila salatin, if he's buried without a funeral prayer prayed over him, sulliya ala qabrihi ma lam yatafassakh, he is to be given a prayer at his grave unless the body has, disintegrated or something like that. It's decomposed. Yeah. Then he says, ويصلي على السقط إن خرج أكثره حيا فمات. As for praying over a سقط, a miscarried fetus, a سقط, a miscarried fetus, then if most of the body protruded out of the mother, إن خرج أكثره حيا فمات. If most of the fetus came out while it was alive, before it died, then the funeral prayer must be offered over it. Or illa, if it didn't, if most of the body didn't protrude out of the mother, then it is to be washed. Wa udrija fi khilqatin. Then it is to be wrapped up in a cloth, and dufina bila salatin is to be buried without a salah, without a funeral prayer offered over it. Then he says, "Wal ahaqqu bis salati alayhi as-sultan." The one who is most worthy of offering the salatul janazah over a deceased is the sultan himself, the khalifa, the head of the state. So if we were to live in a dawla islamiyya, if we were to live in an Islamic a state that rules by the Sharia, the systems of Islam are implemented like a khilafah, and then the sultan will have the most right to lead the janazah prayer. Thumma na'ibuhu, followed by the wali, or some executive member of the representative of the sultan. Thumma al-qadhi, and then someone who is a member of the judiciary, like the judge. Thumma imam al-hayy, and then an imam of the locality, and then following that, it is someone who is, a guardian of the family, and usually the guardians, follows the male guardians, in order, in filial succession. So any male family member, like the son, the brother, something like that, they would then be worthy of leading the salatul janazah. وَلَا يُصَلَّ عَلَى الْبُغَاطِ وَالْقُطَّاعِ الطَّرِيقِ. No salatul janazah is offered over those who are, highway robbers. No janazah is offered over rebels and highway robbers. Rebels are those who oppose the unity of the state. They want to divide it up. It's one of the major sins in Islam, disuniting the ummah. وَيَجُوزُ تَغْسِيلُ الْقَرِيبِ الْكَافِرِ مِنْ غَيْرِ مُرَاعَةِ السُنَّةِ. It is allowed to wash and bury a non-Muslim relative without having to adhere to the sunnah way of doing so, i.e. one can do it however one, whatever it is, according to one's non-Muslim tradition or something like that. Or alternatively, one could just give it to the member of that religious community, non-Muslim community. And then he says, وَدَفَنُهُ كَذَلِكَ. Burying him, will be the same. One either buries him according to whatever the way of that religious tradition is, or one buries him, one gives the burial responsibility to members of that religious community. Then it says, وَيَجُوزُ تَغْسِيلُ الْقَرِيبِ الْكَافِرِ مِنْ غَيْرِ مُرَاعَةِ السُنَّةِ وَدَفْنُهُ كَذَلِكَ أَوْ يُدْفَعُ لِأَهْلِ مِلَّتِهِ. Or he's, one can just give it up to the people of his religion. أَوْ يُدْفَعُ لِأَهْلِ مِلَّتِهِ. And then he says, وَتَجُوزُ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةٍ جُمْلَةً. One funeral prayer can be performed over an entire group of deceased. وَالْإِفْرَادُ أَوْلَى. However, it's better to pray a single prayer for a single deceased. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ فِي حَمَلِهَا أَنْ يَضَعَ يَمِينَهَا الْمُقَدَّمَةِ عَلَى الْيَمِينِ ثم المؤخرة عليه ثم اليسار المقدمة على اليسار ثم المؤخرة مؤخر عليه. The recommended, when carrying the bier, that which contains the body, it is recommended to first place the front right side, then the back right side on the right shoulder, followed by the front left side, then the back left side on the left shoulder. So left to left, right to right. ويستحب الإسراع به بلا اضطراب الميت، والمشي خلفه أفضل من أمامها، ويكره رفع الصوت بالذكر وغيره، والجلوس قبل وضعه، ويحفر القبر نصف قامة أو أكثر، ويلحد ولا يشق إلا في الأرض أرض الرخوة، ويقول واضعه بسم الله وعلى ملة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويوجه إلى القبلة على جنبه الأيمن، وتحل العقدة، ويسوى عليه لحده، ويسجى قبرها قبل إدخالها فيه ولا قبره، ويهال التراب، ويسنم ويحرم البناء عليه للزينة، ولا بأس بدفن أكثر من واحد في قبر للضرورة، ويحجر بين كل وبتراب الرمل، ولا يجوز نقله بعد دفن إلا أن تكون الأرض مغصوبة. So we used to have al-isra' bihi bila ittirab al-mayyit. It is recommended to swiftly to act fast when carrying the body. When carrying the body. والمشي خلفه أفضل من أمامه. Walking, but it is better to walk behind the procession than in front of it. The burial procession, funeral procession, sorry, better to be walk behind the procession than to walk in front of it. So he says, ويستحب الإسراع به بلا إتراب الميت. It is recommended to move fast when carrying the body, but not to cause it to wobble or to shake or things like that. And then he says, ويكره رفع الصوت بالذكر وغيره. It is disliked to raise one's voice with dhikr or something similar. And so it could be either makruh tahrim or makruh tanzih. To start reciting dhikr or the Quran or things like that when one is carrying the body. And then he says, ويكره والجلوس قبل وضعه. One shouldn't sit down before one has actually placed the bier into the cavity in the ground. Before the body is lowered into the cavity of the earth, the ground, one shouldn't sit down. And then he says, Rahimahullah. ويحفر القبر نصف قامة أو أكثر. The grave is dug the length of at least half a body's length into the ground. And then he says it should be a length of at least half a body, نصف. ويلحد ولا يشق إلا في الأرض الرخوة. And he says that one shouldn't ويلحد ولا يشق إلا في الأرض الرخوة. One should dig the length of at least one should dig in a kind of lahad, dig a grave at a right angle, like an L shape. So one shouldn't do la, he says, la yushaqqu. Don't make a long, straight, rectangular cavity in the ground to lower the body in, a hole in the ground. It should be a lahad, an L shape, at a right angle. ويقول واضعه, and the one lowering the body into the cavity in the ground, بسم الله وعلى ملة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the name of Allah, and the one who is on the religion or the way of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. And then يوجه, يوجه يعني الميت, the deceased, إلى القبلة. One is one's face, one's one's body, sorry, rather, is directed towards Qibla on its right side. On its right side. على جنبه الأيمن. على جنبه الأيمن, on the right side. وتحل العقدة ويسوى عليه لحده. The knots of the shrouds are untied and the and bricks are laid against it, unbaked bricks. ويسجى قبرها قبل إدخالها فيه. A woman's, the grave of a woman is covered before her body is placed in it. You know, to give extra sort of concealment. وتحل العقدة ويسوى عليه لحمه ويسجى قبرها قبل إدخالها فيها ولا قبره. لا قبره ويهال التراب ويسنم. One pours put on puts earth into the grave. يهال التراب ويسنم. One puts dirt or earth into the grave, and then one, you know, يسنمو ويحرمو يسنمو, and sort of pats it down and makes a kind of lump out of it, a kind of lump shape, like that of a camel, a hump of a camel. Then he says, ويحرم البناء عليه للزينة. One shouldn't build any kind, anything on top of the grave. Why? Because, no one, there should be no تزيغر. There should be no beautification on top of the grave. So if you're going to decorate it, so تزيون, if you're going to decorate the grave, then it's not permissible to build anything on top of the grave. ولا بأس بدفن أكثر من واحد في قبر للضرورة. There is no harm, لا بأس, there is no harm in burying more than one person in a single grave out of necessity, للضرورة. ويحجز بين كل بتراب ورمل. One needs to put a barrier of sand and dirt between each body. ولا يجوز نقله بعد الدفن إلا أن يكون الأرض مغصوبة. It is not allowed to transfer. ولا يجوز نقله بعد الدفن. It's not allowed for a body to be transferred. A body to be transferred. After its burial, unless the land turns out to be usurped land or confiscated land, you can't لا يحجز بين كل بتراب ورمل ولا يجوز نقله بعد دفن إلا أن يكون الأرض مغصوبة. One shouldn't take a grave out a buried a deceased from the grave that he's already been buried in. Unless that land, the earth that he's buried in, is مغصوبة, is confiscated land, is unlawful land. ويستحب زيارة الموتى وقراءة سورة ياسين ولو جالسا لها, لما ورد أنه من دخل مقابر فقرأ سورة ياسين خفف الله تعالى عنهم يومئذ وكان له بعدد ما فيها من الأموات حسنات. ويكره القعود على قبر لغير قراءة. والمشي عليه، وقلع الحشيش الرطب من المقبرة. It is recommended, he says, رحمه الله, ويستحب زيارة الموتى, to visit the corpse or the dead after its burial. So once the grave has been filled with dirt, and to recite Surah Yasin, it's better to visit grave and the dead, to recite Yasin. ولو جالسا لها, even if one sits next to the deceased, yeah, the buried, even if one goes to sit next to the grave and recite Surah Yasin, that's allowed. That's allowed. لما ورد أنه من دخل المقابر فقرأ سورة ياسين خفف الله تعالى عنه يومئذ. And it's based on a narration that says, whoever visits graves and recites Surah Yasin, then on that day, Allah will lighten the punishment for them. And the person who recited Surah Yasin will have as many good rewards or deeds as there are the deceased in that graveyard. Then he says, ويكره القعود على القبر لغير قراءة. It is disliked to sit on graves for other than the purpose to read the Quran. So if that is not one's purpose, one should not be sitting on graves. So one shouldn't. ولا يكره القعود على قبر لغير قراءة والمشي عليه. One shouldn't walk on the graves. وقلع الحشيش الرطب من المقبرة. And one shouldn't step on them, nor pluck out wet grass from the graveyard. Then he says, Rahimahullah, Babu Shaheed, a section on the martyr. هو من قتله أهل الحرب والبغي أو قطاع الطريق أو اللصوص في منزله ليلا ولو بمثقل أو قتله مسلم ظلما بمحدد فيكفن بدمه وثيابه ويصلي عليه بلا غسل وننزع عنه سلاحه والدرع والفرو والحشو وغسل إن قتل جنبا أو صبي أرتث بعد انقضاء الحرب بأن أكل أو شرب أو نام أو تداوى أو مضى وقت صلاة وهو يعقل أو نقل من معركة حيا لا بخشية وطئ الدوات ولا يصلي على البغاة ولا قطاع الطريق ومن قتل بحد أو قصاص وصي. So the shaheed, هو من قتله أهل الحرب والبغي أو قطاع الطريق. A shaheed is someone who's been killed by a person who's at war, a combatant, البغي, a rebel, or the قطاع الطريق, someone who is a highway robber. أو اللصوص في منزله ليلا ولو بمثقل. Or if a person is killed by a robber at night, even if killed by a heavy object actually, or one who is killed unjustly by a Muslim with a sharp object. واللصوص في منزله ليلا ولو بمثقل أو قتله مسلم ظلما بمحدد فيكفن بدمه وثيابه. If he is killed while in a state of major ritual impurity or as a child, then his body is washed. So if he died in a state of janaba, then, or if he dies in a and the person is a child, then they are يكفنوا بدمه وثيابه ويصلى عليه بلا غسل, without any bath, they are given a funeral prayer. وننزع عنه سلاحه والدرع والفور والحشو. When the martyr is buried and with his blood and his clothes and is prayed over without being washed, his weapons are taken away, like his armor, his coat, chainmail, his padded garments, all of that is removed. However, if he was killed while in a state of major ritual impurity or as a child, then his body is washed. غُسِلَ إِنْ قُتِلَ جُنُبًا أَوْ صَبِيًّا أَوْ ارْتُثَّ. So he whose death is extended or prolonged, irtithath, as they call it, then he is also buried, like the one who's killed and he's a state major state of ritual impurity or a child. Then he says, وبعد انقضاء الحرب بأن أكل أو شرب أو نام أو تداوى أو مضى وقت صلاة وهو يعقل أو نقل من المعركة حيا لا بخشية الوطئ الدواب ولا يصلي على البغاة وقطاع الطريق ومن قتل بحد أو قصاص غسل. So he says, those whose death are prolonged, that those who are under irtithath after battle ends, whether by eating, drinking something, or sleeping, or being given any kind of medicine, having a prayer time elapse, or or while being conscious, or being transferred from the battlefield while alive, unless out of fear of being trampled on by animals, in these cases, one is washed, one's body is washed, and then buried. Anyone killed by a had penalty or qisas, retaliatory punishment, is washed after death. Is washed after death. So whoever was killed, so anyone who becomes a shaheed, he's buried with his blood and he's buried in his clothes and he's prayed over, right? All of his weapons, armor, chainmail, coat, anything that he's wearing, any garments, they're removed. If, however, a person was killed while in a state of major ritual impurity, or if one dies as a child, then his body is washed. His body is washed. The other cases where his body is washed, if his death is prolonged, and that is after a battle has ended, and whether he's kept alive or prolonged through eating, drinking, sleeping, being some kind of given some kind of medicine, whatever it might be, whatever prolongs a person's life, if they die after something, after having remained alive for a little while, after the battle is finished, then one is washed and then buried. That's what he's saying here, rahimahullah. But anyone killed by the hudud, the Islamic penal codes, then they are washed also after their death and buried. And that ends the Babul Janaiz, the section on funerals. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will commence next week Kitab al-Sawm, or the Book of Fasting. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.